Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jen. Dirt and Sprague.
Flicks it up, no. Klingon was standing in the paint. Long lead pass, Sark breaks away, tomahawk with the right hand, the Cobra strikes in transition, and a great pass ahead. The Blazers lead by 11.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brendan Sprague.
Big run down the middle here, Velda. Velda coming back on his right foot, and Portland have a lifeline. Don't go anywhere just yet. Portland back in it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, happy Monday, everybody.
What is happening?
I think I'm gonna put myself in the same category as Dirt and say I could not tell from that play-by-play cut. Did the Timbers win? I don't know.
We were playing the fun game of, did they win? Well, Swag said there's a cut in the open. We'll see if we find out in the open. And then I just heard they're back in it. So I didn't get an answer to my question. Did they or didn't they not win their playoff game? Are they still alive?
No. Oh, okay. They're still alive. It's a best of three.
That's true. Best of three. So it's not over yet.
They fell 2-1.
2-1.
So right, they're there. Back here in Portland for game two this Saturday.
I watch real football.
Oh, look at you.
European English Premier League.
Early 5 a.m. football. That's damn what right. I watch. I watch American football. That's about it.
I watch American football.
Yeah, there's a lot of American football on my TV this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Although the NFL slate, we kind of poo-pooed and ended up being,
I'm just going to say this.
It sucked.
Yeah.
That morning slate was
sucked. The afternoon slate sucked, too.
The afternoon slate was terrible. I ended up turning it off.
Denver, Dallas was a blowout. Indy, Tennessee was a blowout.
It was not a bad weekend to be in your car driving back from Seattle for the morning slate.
It was also one where if you were asked to do something by the wife or the family or you had a kid's game or whatever, it's like you're not fretting about missing anything on Sunday.
We had a family friend in town from Seattle. And so Saturday we ended up doing a lot of Halloween stuff. So I ended up... It was perfect because Sunday sucked so bad that I was able to catch up on a couple dealings I missed with on Saturday.
Sure, the college games that you missed or the scores or whatever, the matchups. That was us yesterday. We had our, it was the Monster March through Selwood, the kids' costume parade.
Oh, that's cool.
So we missed the entire afternoon window doing that yesterday. And then I'm like checking scores on my phone and I'm like, all right, I'm not missing much. Looks like the Cowboy Bronco over is going to hit.
You were missing the Bo Nix show.
The Bo Nix scoring tutty after tutty after tutty on Dallas. So we were marching in a parade yesterday. That's what we were doing.
Even Sunday Night Football, I didn't think was very good, even when
I had the Blazer Steelers game on the main screen and the football on the second screen.
See, that's the beauty of Blazer Vision, the iPad.
Now you could do smaller screen.
Yeah.
I actually ended up doing what Swag did, too. After Green Bay scored early in the fourth quarter to go up by 10.
It was over.
I flipped. I changed my screenage. I went Blazer, big screen, and Sunday Night Football. Let's see if anything happens here, smaller screen.
It's nice to be a good enough sports fan or a sports fan that can read the situation better than, like, the... middle of the road sports fan, when you can go, this game's over. And then you wake up and you go, oh, I was right.
Aaron Rodgers ain't scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter on that defense. That's not happening, man.
Jordan Love, 20 straight completions. Yeah. That game's over.
Micah Parsons knows it's an obvious passing situation. Rodgers is going to be running for his life. There's no comeback happening here at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but it was great. What is it called? The Monster March?
The Monster March, man. It's the Monster March.
Now, has this been happening even when you were a kid?
I was a kid. I don't remember when they started it. I just know it's become quite a big deal. They like shut down half the streets throughout the neighborhood, and it starts at the elementary school, and so we walked up there, and he had his little cow costume on. He was ready to rock and rumble. There were bubble machines everywhere. He was digging it, just having an absolute blast, dude.
What's the costume?
He's a cow. He's got a big,
He likes to moo.
He's into cows. He's into mooing. big fan of the Moose.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you got to take him to a Chick-fil-A, see if you can get some free stuff.
Dude, that's actually not a bad idea at all. Let's go get some free chicken sandwiches.
You better put a chain around his neck for more chicken.
That's right.
This is a great idea. I don't know why I didn't think of that, dude. Man. There's free chicken sandwiches in my future.
If you have that costume, I'm not kidding. I would take like a rope and a little cardboard sign, and I'd write "more chicken" the way the cows in the commercial do, and I'd go in and see what they do with that.
Yeah, more chicken.
You'd get something
more chicken,
for it.
Please.
Hold it right there. Yeah, spell it the way they do in the commercial. Yes. And see if we can get some Dougies and some chicken sandwiches out of it.
I really want you to follow up on this.
We need to do this.
I think you get something.
Chick-fil-A is delightful. I don't, you know, who doesn't enjoy a good Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich every now and then?
Yep.
And there's one we could probably get to one in about 15 minutes from our house. Yeah. It's not too far away, so we might have to make that happen.
How pronounced is the udder?
It's not that pronounced. Okay. You know,
well, he shouldn't have an udder.
No, he doesn't have. He's not. He's not milk.
He's a bull.
Well,
then you're not a cow.
He's not. You know. Yeah. There's no nipples on his costume. We'll just
say
that.
He's a them they.
He started with udders. He's removed the udders. Okay. We let him choose whatever path he wants in
life.
There's
no judgments
here. Whatever he wants to do, whatever journey he wants to go down, we're just going to let him do it, baby.
Did they have a good time?
They had a wonderful time this weekend walking around in a cow costume, dude.
All right.
I'm the loser who shows up without anything, and a lot of the parents were wearing costumes. I just don't think about this stuff.
Didn't partake.
Well, it's like, then it just dawns on me, like, oh, that's right, we're doing the parade today. And it's like, I don't have a costume, you know, I don't have like a trunk of costumes that I can go dive into. I needed to call you and get one of your masks or something.
I have a million.
It dawned on me Sunday morning. I totally forgot it was happening. But I have, I think, decided Friday night I wanted to wear something for him because I thought he'd have fun trick-or-treating. He is super into the, and I don't know how you blow him up, but like the inflatable suits.
Yeah.
Like the, I don't know how
you. Like the ones that are protesting?
Yeah, exactly. Like the ice protesters.
Like a frog?
Exactly. I saw
Yellow Jacket somewhere.
Dude, there were a handful of those at the parade, and he just wanted to, like, follow them and touch them, and he was just fascinated by what's going on here.
Yeah.
And I think I need to buy one of those for Friday. I don't know how hard they are to execute. I imagine it's not that difficult to blow them up, but I think I'm going to get one.
You got to get one of the dinosaur ones. Get a T-Rex.
Yeah, get
something.
A T-Rex with little tiny arms and run around.
I think they come with little batteries, so they just inflate themselves.
Like an air mattress or something. Okay. Yeah. I think that'll be my plan for Friday.
I don't mean to get political, but I will say I did find that frog hip thrusting hilarious in front of those ice agents.
Can you triple pump in front of an ice agent, or do they give you a 15-yard flag?
You get near that yellow line.
You got to be careful. They'll
I think
cross
we know
line.
They want to take you in that building.
If that hump goes over that line, you're getting taken away, so you better back it up a little bit.
What do you do in that building, by the way? Because that weird guy that sings that flew in from here, they took him in, and then he came back out, and he's still singing.
And still just nothing happened? Just bring him in and take him out?
I think they just put you in a timeout. They put you in a corner.
They make you stand.
You think about what you've been doing.
You stare at the wall for 15 minutes, and then we'll release you. Is that how it works?
I don't know.
If you get arrested in the frog suit, do they make you take the frog suit
they
off? Or while
off.
In detention do you keep the frog suit on?
I think
on?
They definitely take it
All
off.
Right, I got a lot of follow-up questions here.
He is going to be two, right?
Two in January.
Two in January. I think the last time I enjoyed any kind of parade, I was four. So enjoy
the parade
this one.
Days are numbered. Yeah.
Parade days don't last very long.
It was funny, too, because we walked up with my brother and he's got three kids, and one of them's a middle school one. They're about your age of your kids. And it was funny watching them get to the parade and then immediately, like, all right, Dad, see ya, and just go run off.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, he was like, enjoy this while it lasts. And I'm like, you know, hey, there's freedom for you. Now you're just walking in a parade, not worrying about your kid, you know, poking some dude in an inflatable suit. And if they're going to press a lawsuit on him,
there's certainly elements of like him being the age he is, you should enjoy. I'll kind of push back a little bit on your brother. Once they get to that age of like, I'm out of here, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Me time. I get to do what I want.
Want to go on this march? it was raining this week. It was terrible weather.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was brutal.
We went to Halloween Town in St. Helens, so that was an hour drive.
You go, what day did you go? Saturday?
It was Saturday.
Yeah. Ooh.
And so we went all the way over there because our friend in town had, you know, we were looking up things to do, and we were going to do a corn maze, and then it kind of got so soaked it was like mud, and then she wanted to go check out Halloween Town, and it's like, it's cool, but I've already done it, man. It was pissing rain.
Oh,
I
blowing
was soaking
sideways
wet.
Yes. Yeah, we got out of the
30 mile an hour winds.
We had ponchos too, and my pants were still soaked.
Dude, our not hotel, fun in
not
any
fun.
Way shape
I hate
or form.
Getting wet.
Hotel was five blocks from Climate Pledge. we were seriously considering calling an Uber.
Dude, get in a car. I'm not walking that far, man.
I hate that.
We ducked in the sports bar that was halfway back. It's like, all right, we need a nightcap.
Let's dry off for an hour and see if it blows over. You check your Doppler. Nope, not going to blow over. All right.
I grew up in it, and I hate it.
It's no good, dude.
The wind is, if it's wind and rain, I'm out.
I got invited. I know a lot of people who are Duck fans or friends that are Duck fans, people I know from Oregon, all that stuff. In the last, 10 years, I've probably been offered, two or three tickets in my last 10 years of, hey, Dirt, you want to come to the game this weekend? And I'm already down there, so I'm always no, I got to pass. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I'm not kidding you. When I got offered in the last week, five different tickets to the Wisconsin game this weekend.
Well, did you see the second half of that thing?
I was like, no, I'm not going anywhere near that, man.
God.
It's going to be raining sideways and 40-mile-an-hour winds. You cannot pay me enough money to go. Once my socks get wet, I'm bullpen. Yeah. I'm out. Once my socks are wet, I'm done. I'm not doing anything outside.
So my pants, I was wearing different material pants, and they got soaking wet. And we went to a restaurant to eat, and I'd argue, as uncomfortable as it is to have a wet sweatshirt, you take that off,
not
and
a
you're
good
like,
feeling.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything worse than wet pants. Yeah,
they're clinging to your legs.
They're clinging.
Your legs are cold.
They're soaked.
And the wind's blowing, so you can feel it. It's not that it's just wet. Now the wind's blowing on top of you.
What's the weather supposed to be like on Friday? Is it going to be a terrible Halloween?
I think we're right now, chance of rain, 50-60% chance of rain.
How cold is it?
Not bad. I think it was 62 was the high or 61 was the high. Thursday's supposed to be dry, so maybe you're hopeful that it carries over and it's not terrible. Or maybe
it
you
ended
get some...
nice yesterday.
Yeah,
weirdly.
That's what I'm saying. When the march happened yesterday, it was right when the clouds parted. It was perfect timing.
Oh, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday afternoon. Okay. So I saw the start of the afternoon slate, and then we left at 2, and I'm like, whoa, we're actually going to get lucky here. What are the odds that? Because I was going to bolt on the parade if it was raining sideways and windy and he's in a cow costume and he's all wet. Nobody's going to have fun doing that.
To be honest, you looked at those scores and you said, I don't need to watch this.
No, I'm not missing much here. I'm okay. Bucks 23-3 over the Saints. I think I could have seen how
sucked.
I could have told you how that game was going to go.
Tyler Shuck came in.
Hey, we got another Duck starting quarterback.
They've
not ours.
Rattler.
It took you long.
Are you guys claiming Tyler Shuck?
No, we don't claim Tyler Shuck. Okay. No, unless he's really good. If he wins a Super Bowl, then we'll claim him. You're welcome, New Orleans. But I think he's going to be bad, so that's a no claimsies.
That was a terrible afternoon slate. I didn't think the morning slate was very good either. But the afternoon slate was three games. Yeah. They all suck.
It's that point now where you're starting to get a lot of the buys, so you get the unbalanced schedule, because there was only three games in the afternoon, right?
Correct.
Three. Yeah, so you get three games in the 1 o'clock afternoon, so there's not a lot in the 10 a.m. window. 10 a.m. window is okay, but nothing. I mean, the only elite game down the stretch was a game that nobody really cared about, Jets and Bengals. If that was two different teams, maybe we're more invested, but it's like, all right, the Jets got to win. Who cares?
I have officially a big announcement to make.
Oh.
It pains me to say this, but after about 10 years, I've decided I'm officially retiring from fantasy football.
You're done?
Yeah.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
I tried to change my lineup on my app because I had forgotten to Thursday, and a defensive player I had just went absolutely insane. And so I went through my lineup. I had Evans still in my lineup, and Pittman was in there, and they're on a bye. Dude, the app wouldn't let me put Evans off. It kept saying error something, and I'm like, what?
So is the lineup locked in on Thursday if you don't change it?
No. Thursday players will be if they play. But then Sunday, if you still have players that haven't kicked off.
You should be able to change them up, yeah.
Yeah, you should be able before, I don't know when it locks, how far before kickoff.
No, but you can change it up until 58.
Oh, okay.
So I went to go change it, and it kept saying error on every substitution. And I did not want to ask this in the group chat.
Because you had changed your lineup in 3 weeks and Mike Evans was still in your lineup?
No, it had been two. Okay. And I just was like, I looked at this, I'm 1-6, and I go, I don't look at this during the week.
No.
I don't read every practice report. I kind of just don't care.
No.
And I'm spending $50 a year to lose. So I think I'm done, because there's other people in this league that take it way more seriously than I do.
Yep.
And I just don't care enough, and I couldn't change my lineup, so I literally just kind of pouted and was like, I'm done.
Well,
why do I do this? I don't care enough.
I was starting to get the victory parade going until Scataboo's ankle turned.
Dude. So, questionable decision by the red zone to replay that.
God, that one was bad.
Oh, my God.
That one.
I feel like it was pointed
one way.
So I
need a new running back.
And then he kind of rolled over, and it flopped the other way, and I went, oh my God.
Yeah, he's tapping his helmet. We know you're going to need a breather here.
Heave right there in the middle of the field. He turned his back.
That thing was gnarly.
How was he? I commend those guys a lot. How are you not crying on that card?
It's Cam Scataboo, especially. Well, I know, not a surprise, but like, I would imagine that the adrenaline is pumping so much that you probably don't feel the amount of pain that you should feel.
Dude, but eventually that adrenaline has to wear out between you getting there and you on the cart, right?
I would imagine by the time you're off of the field and like you're not in front of 80,000 people anymore and like the reality sets in is when you start to feel it
just
a little bit more.
Primal scream.
Yeah, that
was
they must give you drugs instantly, right? Like some kind
of
pain.
I think so.
Something?
My guess is, they got
just shoot it up with something.
They got something
while you're sitting on the cart. Here's some morphine, buddy. Man. Let's take care of you. Welcome to the club, though. I had that realization a long time ago that I
quit for a while, and then it was like all our like close knit friend group that all gets together. So it's just fun.
I'm only doing this to be a part of my cousins. I don't even know most of these.
Yeah, you're not even friends with people.
No.
Yeah. It's mostly an excuse for us to keep, you know, keep the chat going between all of us when life gets busy.
That's a fun way to do it. Yeah.
And so we can give each other crap and then somebody will drop in, hey, I'm going to be here or somebody doing this or
whatever.
Yeah,
I don't have that.
I don't spend enough time on practice reports to where I can't be a good fantasy football player. Like, if you want to be good at fantasy football, it's almost like a nonstop thing.
It's a job.
It's almost like who's in, who's out, what are the reports saying?
The guys
who's
that get
play,
dropped and picked up, I'm like, how do you know anything about that guy? And then that guy will score a random touchdown in garbage time, and you're like, of course,
there it is. That's why they picked him up, and that's why they're good
at this,
and
I'm not. Of course you picked up Jake Tonjes today. You knew he was going to score.
National Tight End Day.
It was National Tight End Day.
What did you know that I didn't know?
Damn it.
Yeah, welcome back to the club, buddy. The water's warm.
I can't wait for the season to be over. I'll be one in whatever, and it'll be nice to hang them up, man. I'm looking forward to
put that jersey in the rafters. Let's raise it up, and we're done with fantasy football.
We're done. We got a lot to get to today. Some massive breaking news last night.
Ooh, buddy.
Dan Lanning on the move?
Doing that again?
Actually, no.
I'll tell you what. If
his name's not been mentioned at all.
I think people are starting to realize, like, what's the point? That's just dumb to do. If there is not a departure this offseason with all of the current openings and probably soon to be openings, we just need to stop forever asking that question. Because if there's not, like, every job you could want is now possibly open right now.
No, not Alabama.
Well, that's true. It was open last
time.
That was
open.
Yeah.
Not Georgia.
No, not Georgia. No. LSU is the top three
not
or
Ohio
four
State.
Job in
not
the
country.
Not
the Ohio State University.
That's right.
Not Miami. No. Not Texas.
No. Yeah, he's definitely going to go to Miami.
Michigan? Is he a Michigan man?
Oh,
I don't know.
It could be. Could be.
No, his name is not involved. We're just joking. We have a lot, including that ugly win. We need to talk about an ugly win.
Talk about that ugly win.
Oof.
But there was a certain level of
he
pride.
He was weirdly like...
And I think
I thought he was like really impressed by his team listening to the press conference, and I don't know if fans felt that way.
It's a weird time for Duck fan right
I
now.
I couldn't tell.
A lot
tell,
of infighting in the fan base.
Yeah, we were watching on a TV in a sports bar before the Kraken game. I couldn't tell how bad the elements were.
It's because Tim Brando sucks at his job. That's
well,
why.
We didn't have any audio either.
No. Well, Tim Brando sucks at his job. That's why anybody who had the audio couldn't.
I'm not disputing that, but.
That is one of, they are horrible. If you're listening right now, hang it up, Tim Brando. I hope you're still in town. Dude, don't even get me started on that. It was so bad down there, we legitimately almost lost our tent canopy four times during the pregame show. And they didn't mention it once on the broadcast. I got back right around the game time the game kicked off. I started watching. I'm like, are we just not going to act like it's blowing 40 mile an hour down here? Are we not going to mention this, Tim Brando? It never rains at Autzen Stadium, though. Great joke, Tim. Great joke. Haven't heard that one all week. Jesus.
That is at the Dirt Johnson.
It's Andy Johnson with those comments there.
Wisconsin's got their culture. Yeah, that's great, Tim. Can we talk about the elements a little bit? It's having a pretty big impact on the game right now.
You could kind of tell he was friends with Luke Fickell. I'll say that much on
God.
The podcast. All right. Well, I was trying to get out of that
Sorry.
3 minutes ago.
That's my bad. That's
well, he
on
wouldn't
me.
Shut up either.
Right hand up. That one's on me. Both and Swag. Shut up,
shut
Swag.
Up.
Shut up over there.
All right, let's get it going. We have two Blazer games to react to. The first one post-Chaunce FBI, and the second one last night, which was a delightful little game. So we'll get to some NBA stuff. We got college football. We'll dabble in some NFL. It's a loaded show, and we're going to LSU for the Daily Ticker because, of course, Brian Kelly was fired. Dirt and Sprague, we get it going next on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I appreciate the tips on the fantasy football thing. I really do. I just also don't care. That's kind of where I'm at.
The care level is at a zero.
I mean, it's at a zero. So, I appreciate you guys out there for helping me with it. But we're 1-7, and so don't care.
Head coach has been fired. We're tanking. It's over. There's no hope left.
AD might be getting canned.
We are the, we're the New York Jets right now. We somehow won a game, but it still doesn't matter.
Matt Moscana is going to join us today at 7:30 for the Daily Ticker. And he is of ESPN Baton Rouge. We had him on for the Week Zero Dirty Poll.
We did, yeah. LSU was a top 12 team in the country. They beat Clemson in Week 1. Everybody thought, here comes LSU. Here they come.
And fast forward 9 weeks later, he is fired.
Bye-bye.
And, we have a lot to get to today, so we'll talk with him about it. But, I mean, my God, the coaching openings right now. And then that's not even counting the ones that are definitely going to open.
Somebody had a great video of the 1917 scene where the guy's running through the line with the bombs. And this is Hugh Freeze at Auburn right now. Like, somehow he hasn't been fired yet. Everybody knows he's going to get fired, but they won this weekend, so they haven't fired him yet. That job's going to likely open. Florida State's likely going to open. We're just getting started here. It's bananas.
You do think Florida State's going to open?
I absolutely think they're going to open up, yeah.
See, this is what makes me mad about private equity in the sport is, like, why should they have private equity? It's another bailout for rich people.
Yeah, it's also just frustrating because all these universities and athletic departments are crying poor, not all of them, but some of them are, about how are we going to pay for these? We need more donations. And then when it comes time to cut a check for $50 million, they find the money and they dig it up out of somebody's pocket and find a way to get out of it. It should be noted, like, not all buyouts are created equal. So it sounds like the Kelly one, they're going to be able to negotiate down. I don't know why. But evidently that's what people are saying.
Yeah, if you're him, why would you take less than what your buyout is?
I don't know. I don't know what maybe we can ask
you
Matt about
really
that.
Hate them too. Maybe that's a mutual we hate
each
other.
Dude, I just want to get the hell out of here. I'm making $10 million a year. I'm going to go live on a beach. According to Pate, he was already living on a beach during key stretches of the season anyways. Pate talked about that last night. And then it's like an installment payment. Like, they're not all the same, where some of them, if it's a lump sum right up front, that's just wild. These ones are like, all right, you have a monthly payment for the next 8 years you got to make. You can probably manage.
I kind of believe in karma in a lot of ways. Not a Buddhist or anything, but sure. I do believe things kind of come back around.
Yeah, but goes around, comes around.
Look, I'm not dismissing the idea because there's enough teams out there to say, well, it's ridiculous. He'll definitely be back. But he also strikes me as somebody, he's got to be the absolute worst to work with.
Did you watch any of that game on Saturday night?
Yeah, I did. That was one of the ones I had to circle back to. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
Every time they showed him on the sideline, he was berating assistant coach.
I feel like he's been doing that all year.
Yeah, I mean, that's who he's always been. He just seems like a horrible person. I don't know if there's anybody alive that truly likes Brian Kelly.
So why hire him? Like,
I don't know.
After this, why give him another gig? Clearly checked out of this job.
Yep.
You mentioned Pate. Pate talked about it at length. There were key moments during recruiting where it was like he was at a beach.
Yeah.
They had staff on his – I want to talk to Matt Moscana about this at 7:30. There are people on his staff that he didn't know.
Yeah, that he allowed other people to hire.
They made other
people
hire him because he didn't want anything to do with it. Like, this dude clearly was checked out. Why would any institution – and I'm – throw any out there – Like, I wouldn't want my university attached to this guy. No. He just seems unpleasant.
No, he's not, and it's not going to be the high level of success that you want. And he's also a guy that you don't like. It's one thing to have a coach who's, like, flailing. Like, Ed Orgeron was this at the end of his time at LSU. You could clearly tell he was in over his head. This isn't going to end well.
Yeah.
But everybody loved him. He had a, see, had a Cajun accent. He fit. Like, he was well-liked, and he's always going to be welcome back at LSU, partly because he won a national championship there, and Brian Kelly never got to a playoff. But also because he just seemed like a, you know, he's got his faults, but he seemed like a fun dude, a fun-loving dude. Brian Kelly is none of that. Like, he killed the kid at Notre Dame. We just act like that didn't happen. Notre Dame hated him. He left that job and said, I need to go to a place where I have national title resources, and then he never made the playoff in 4 years.
And then Notre Dame went to a national
championship. And Notre Dame went to a national championship. Like, there's zero doubt in Notre Dame's mind.
Great game for Irish fans,
dude,
huh?
They upgraded at head coach. There's zero doubt about it. It's funny.
He's hotter. He's funner.
Yes.
Like, how about that?
You go back 4 years ago to places that lost their coach, and you felt like it was the end of the world. I think there's two of them. Oregon was this way when Mario Cristobal left, and I think I would argue that they've upgraded at head coach, and I'd much rather have Dan Lanning the Mario Cristobal. And Notre Dame is absolutely this way with Brian Kelly leaving, and you're like, man, he went to the playoff and he was really good, and then they get Marcus Freeman, who's younger, a better recruiter, he's more energetic, he's a better face of your program, and he's led you already to a national championship.
Better looking face too.
Yes, he absolutely is. Everybody hates Brian Kelly, man.
Yeah, I think that's a fair one. And everybody, I just have him. To, well, how old is he? Is he 60, Kelly?
Like 62, 63.
Now I'm just
around
legitimately
there.
Asking here, because
64.
Like, I just would want nothing to do with him.
Somebody might hire him at a smaller school, but I'm with you.
He's not made for this world of college football anymore. I think what we learned at LSU, it's passed him by. He got there, and he thought him just being there was going to win a title.
Yes.
And every coach prior, the three coach priors, I should say, won a title in their first 4 years. He did not. And he wasn't even going to make the playoff.
No.
Again.
Again this year.
LSU should be in the playoff at a minimum. And I know we could all debate this stuff, and we all have different opinions and outlooks. And look, their athletic director almost deserves an entire different conversation. That guy hired Jimbo Fisher.
Fire that guy first.
Scott Woodward.
Don't let him make the next call. What are we doing?
Wasn't Woodward UW?
Yes.
He was the UW guy, wasn't he?
I believe so.
And then Cohen took over for him. I thought I had that right. He left and then went to A&M.
Let me check.
Thought he was the Washington AD at one point. But either way.
You are correct. He was the acting athletic director. Yeah.
Either way, that job is probably looked at as the job now. Even if Auburn does open up. Even
yes.
if Florida State opens up. That's the job.
That's a top three job in the sport. The resources you have, the fan engagement, the pool of talent that exists in the state of Louisiana.
The tradition, everything.
There's no in-state rivalry like Auburn, Alabama, where half the kids grow up, or not, I don't know what the percentage would be, but like kids grow up of dreaming to go to Auburn or dreaming of going to Alabama. Everybody who grows up in the state of Louisiana grows up dreaming of playing for LSU.
Yeah.
You have a built-in recruiting advantage in that regard, and there's no, Brian Kelly was on a beach in South Florida during most of their signing days, and he still was able to bring in top 10 recruiting classes. They were signing guys from just staff members signing guys that he didn't even know about in their recruiting classes. That's how easily it recruits itself, and that's why they have such high standards there, because it's not like it's a talent problem at LSU. They just had a quarterback who won a Heisman Trophy 2 years ago, and they couldn't get to the playoff because their defense was horrendous. So that's unquestionably a top three or four job in the sport, and easily, I don't care who else comes open, unless Sark, for whatever reason, does end up leaving Texas and that happens, that would be the only one in this cycle of jobs. That was a random rumor over the weekend that he completely dispelled, that he was looking at NFL jobs from Diana Rossini, and then his agent had to come out and say that this is completely made up.
Why would an NFL team want Steve Sarkisian?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
Well, an NFL team hired Urban Meyer, so I don't know.
You're right.
Teams are stupid.
Maybe Tennessee. Maybe he wants to go to Tennessee and be a Titans coach.
Go coach Cam Ward. I don't know exactly. But if that's the only one that could come open, then I would say that would be a bigger job than LSU.
Well, Matt Moscana is going to join us coming up at 7:30 ESPN Baton Rouge for the ticker. Coming up next, something happened over the weekend. Well, I know one person paid attention. Did the rest of us pay attention? Next. Well, I know our producer watched. Did you watch any World Series baseball this weekend, games 1 and 2?
I watched game 1 for about, when did they blow it open? The fifth inning, sixth inning?
Sixth inning.
Sixth inning.
Yeah.
Once the grand slam happened, I think I turned it off.
That grand slam was great.
That was awesome. I got to be honest with you, I didn't watch a second of game 2.
Really?
Did I watch a second?
Yamamoto going
the distance again.
Going the distance, yeah.
I mean, he's been awesome. Good for the Dodgers. I got home at 4, turned on the Duck game, was watching that, flipping, trying to catch up on other games that I'd missed, seeing the little guy after being gone all day, and it was like, check the score. I was keeping an eye on what the score was, and if it was close late, I would have flipped over. But on a college football Saturday with a team that I hate in the World Series who happened to have been leading at the time, I'm not watching that.
Okay. It's going to be a weird World Series, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, you got game three tonight,
game
right?
Three tonight.
So I'll watch tonight. Monday Night Football is kind of a dud. Do the Blazers play tonight?
Yes, they have the Lakers.
Yeah, back-to-back Lakers. They got the L.A. games.
Probably rather watch the Blazers in the World Series.
Well, that doesn't tip until 7:30.
Oh, come on!
That's what the Lakers do. They have
Peacock
the
doubleheader.
What are we doing, NBA? Are you trying to kill me?
Who are those teams on the Peacock games?
The first game at 4 is Cleveland-Detroit.
Detroit,
Massachusetts, or Constitution.
And 6:30 is Nuggets Timberwolves.
Okay.
That's a good game.
Those are good games.
Those are good games.
You know, that World Series sucks. Might be turning that thing
off. Yeah, flipping over. Flipping over for sure.
It's kind of a weird one because I think everything about it says, what a start, right? A 1-1 split.
1-1 split. Scherzer, Glasnow in game three.
That's great name wise. Like, the Blue Jays showed
the
you
LA
they have the
Sun.
Offense, and then the Dodgers got Yamamoto, and we're chanting we don't need him to Ohtani.
It was a little premature. A little premature. I mean, sure, it's have your fun, but, you know, of all the people you could say something to maybe kind of wake them up a little bit, I don't want to go anywhere near that one.
The funny thing is this could end up being a legitimate 7-game awesome series, and I feel like we're going to look back and go,
it's a good little series. Good little series.
Didn't watch a lot of it, but, you know,
kind of keep an eye on it. So let's see. We'll have game three, four, and five
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. So they're going to have games. If it goes to game six, that would be on Friday night on Halloween.
It would be on Halloween night.
I'm watching a second of that.
And game seven Saturday.
I disagree. I watched.
Well, your team was in it.
No, the Diamondbacks Dodgers one was. Or the Rangers Diamondbacks series was happening.
You watched that
on
Halloween night? That series sucked.
That's one of the more controversial bad moments of my marriage.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
She threw a party, and, like, I was watching in the other room.
It's a World Series, babe. I got to keep an eye on it.
So, like, everybody kind of gravitated towards where I was.
All the dads probably at the party were hovering around the TV. Wait, what's the score over here?
It ended up being a good game. Like, it was like,
That series sucked, though. It wasn't like it was a, if it's
no,
game seven, it's one thing. I guess that makes a little sense. But in this case, it would be a game six.
It was a bad moment for my marriage. Yeah, I just told you it was a mistake. I'm openly telling you
don't go near that.
It was a mistake.
So game six will be in the middle of Halloween celebrations with all your families and your kiddos. And have fun watching that.
I'm not doing that anymore. I've learned from that.
Well, and it's also a Friday. So you're not even, it's not like you got a show on Saturday. You got to talk about it.
No.
If it goes to a game seven, there'll be a game seven on Saturday night, which will go directly head-to-head against college football. Have fun with that.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch much. I just think when you fall on football weekends, it's hard unless there's a, you know, extreme rooting interest for me. I love college football that much. And Oregon was playing at the same time, and the game was tight and competitive. And so once Oregon pulled away a little bit, I probably switched to the quad box, and that had a little bit of World Series in it. But at that point, I think the game was 5-1.
Well, but everything going into the World Series has said that people are watching baseball playoffs more than they have in like 8 to 10 years.
The numbers have been really good.
So I'm more just kind of curious where the World Series is. Is this a World Series that's like we could see a repeat and it's a West Coast repeat? And then we've got the East Coast AL East team. I don't know where – I can't speak for everybody. I know we have Dodger fans that listen to the program, and I know they're ecstatic. Swag, obviously, pretty excited. But
I think Blue Jay fans are feeling pretty good, too. They're not going to get swept, at least, so they got that going for them.
Yeah, the gentleman's sweep is still in play.
The gentleman's sweep is absolutely alive, but at least they won a game.
But I also saw the game, too, the way you did of, like, I saw a couple innings, and he was just – you could tell he was locked in. I'm like
– Yeah, once he got through the first.
Yeah, you know.
It once he gets through three innings and he's not giving up
it's
anything,
really just
like,
the first
over.
Inning for some reason. It just, I don't know if he's got too much, you know, adrenaline flowing, what it is, but if you're going to get Yamamoto, you have to get him early because if he settles in, forget it.
I had somebody reach out to me last week and was asking me about show topics and was like, do you ever do stuff that like Dirt doesn't want to do? And I go, yeah.
Yeah, it's called NBA
season. World Series in the NBA, like, unless his teams are involved.
If we're going to do a Blazers segment, I'll do it. But if you're going to throw, like, a random NBA, hey, did you see what happened in Dallas this weekend? No, I did not.
The funny thing was, sometimes I can't tell. And I'm like, well, that's a good thing. He goes, yeah, but you did a Diana Taurasi segment once. And I went, oh yeah.
You didn't let me know you were going to do that one beforehand. And you threw that one to me live on air. Like, buddy, I have never watched Diana Taurasi play basketball in my life. So I don't really have a lot to contribute right now. right now. I'm going to go ahead and cede the floor to you. The microphone is yours.
Well, what would you rather talk about, Taurasi or the World Series?
Considering the Dodgers are going to probably win four straight and win back-to-back World Series, I'd rather talk about Diana Taurasi. It is funny, the rooting interest, because I think the majority of America is on the side of the Blue Jays. How could you not be to not the evil empire Dodgers? Hmm. But I know every Mariner fan probably to their core is rooting for the Dodgers and that weird thing of like the team that beat you, you hate them and you don't want to see them go on to win the World
Series.
You
don't want to be the fan base that sees the team that beat you and goes, we could have won the World Series.
We were right there.
We would have won that game 7.
We were that close.
Because I think more people live in that than we want to admit. I think even the ones that say they are rooting against the team
secretly,
are secretly like, yeah. You know, we pushed them to a game 7.
We were right there. One pitch away.
That's what Blazer fans will hold on to the most.
Oh, God. Yeah. We're the worst at that.
We played so-and-so, the toughest, according to them.
Dallas, after they won the NBA Finals, said we were their hardest series.
Dallas was down 2-1 in those NBA Finals, and somehow we were the toughest test.
We had Brandon Roy coming back. Miami didn't have anything like that.
Sure.
We have Brandon Roy in our lineup with one knee.
You're damn right we did.
Coming back from down 20.
You're damn right
Nobody on Miami could do that.
So,
I didn't watch any of Game 2. But I will watch tonight. I'll keep an eye on it tonight. Monday Night Football will probably be a dud. The Blazer game starts late. So
Pistons, Cavs. I might have to split screen the thing.
Yeah.
One TV, one.
I'm probably not going
to
do that.
That's okay. I know.
Everybody has, dances to their own drummer.
I hope Mariota and the commies can keep this a game.
He gets McLaurin and Deebo Samuel back in the lineup.
He's got some weapons.
So he's got targets.
The Lions dropped a point, so that kind of makes me feel somewhat better, but
it's also a night, too, where if we end up getting a dud, that's okay. I'll just watch more World Series, and then if that game's over at 7:30, you turn on the Blazers game. Yeah. There's enough this time of year where it's like it's not like it's the only thing in my sports life tonight,
right.
So if the Monday Night Football game sucks and it's 24-0 at halftime, you just flip to something else.
If it's a dud, it's easily the most duddable week of the NFL we've had in some time.
Without a doubt.
What was the most memorable NFL moment? I have an NFL segment, but what's the most memorable NFL game this weekend?
Probably
Jets and Bengals.
The Jets getting his first win. Coming
I'm sorry,
back.
Nobody
and
cares.
It was a bad football game, but
the fact that they
game.
Blew it and lost to the Jets at home and gave up 40 points and 500 yards of offense to that team,
Justin Fields
like, at the helm.
Outside
somebody
of,
should be fired.
How many other games were even one score games?
Not many.
Not many. My team got destroyed.
That was a
two-score
game. Yeah, I mean, Dolphins and Falcons, no.
Oh, my dude.
Pats and Browns was terrible. Eagles blew out the Giants. Bills and Panthers, unwatchable. Ravens beating the Bears, maybe, is another moment.
But
that was
double digits in that game.
Bucks and Saints blowout. Cowboys and Broncos blowout.
The second
closest
game was the Texans Niners game.
And that game wasn't close.
And then Sunday Night Football was a 10-point game.
Yeah, I mean, the Niners didn't have a first down till late in the second
quarter.
They
had the ball for 5 minutes in the first half.
And then somehow they were getting outgained by 300 yards. Somehow they had the ball like down one
possession.
Like, what?
I know.
How is this possible?
I know.
And then they couldn't score. So that was the only, but if Jets and Bengals is your highlight of the weekend, that tells you it was a bad weekend.
I want you guys to be, I'm going to give you a factoid on a Monday, even though I should wait for Tuesday. Because I think you're going to be speechless with this stat. The Atlanta Falcons have been outscored by the Dolphins and Panthers 61-3.
Yeah. What are we doing? You should get fired as a head coach for that game. You should have been fired for the Panther game. No, you lose 30-0 to that team. You should get fired.
What was that?
You get blown out in your own barn by the Miami Dolphins. That you should no longer be a head coach in the NFL. Fire everybody. That was embarrassing.
Bad day for Kirkers.
I mean, bad day for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Kirk Cousins,
right.
Yeah.
Fire
but, like,
everybody.
Dude, Kirk Cousins is 50 years old off a torn Achilles, man.
Their OC sucks. Robinson's terrible.
Like, what are we doing, man?
Who are we buying of these? I want to get to that from the NFL slate, and then we'll pivot into college. We'll talk some Oregon. Are you concerned about Oregon? I do want to know from people out there. You said it earlier. You think Duck fans are going through it. Is there a real narrative about this with Oregon, and are you concerned about Oregon based on their 21-7 win over Wisconsin? We'll get to that at the top of the hour, and you can chime in at 503-864-6326. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to Oregon at the top of the hour. One of our listeners who's a Notre Dame fan says, terribly quiet about how bad the Ducks were. You guys were acting like weathermen. Says it's going to be a rout. Then memory loss. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. Duck fan, how you feeling out there? Don't you love college football?
I love it, man.
Nothing else elicits this kind of stuff.
Nothing. I love that if Oregon wins that game 35-0 and it's over at halftime, we maybe talk about it for 2 minutes on the show today, but because the game went the way that it did, we'll probably do 30 minutes on it.
Also, there was a question asked.
It just means more, man.
There was a question asked to Lanning, and I thought his response was proper, and I guess it's something that you'll be able to help me with that I'm not aware of.
Because I got you, buddy.
I thought the question was like, we're still asking this question? And he was like, check the tape. Basically, and I was like, yeah, dude, this is a why are we asking this question anymore?
Okay.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to all of that top of the hour, and then we'll go to LSU for the ticker. Patriots, Broncos, Colts. I was going to throw the Steelers in had they held on.
Patriots, Broncos, Colts.
Of those three, will one of those three be in the AFC title game? If I made you bet on that today, would you do it?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Now, which one, I don't know. But I'd be willing to take the odds that one of them could do it.
Did you watch the halftime show last night, Sunday
Night? I did not watch the halftime show, no.
That's fine. You don't need to normally.
So, what was Jack Collinsworth on there telling you stuff?
No, it was Maria Taylor.
Taylor.
It was Garrett. What's
McCourty?
One of McCourty and Sims.
Okay.
And they basically threw those three teams out. And it was like, who's the best one?
Mm-hmm.
And Garrett goes, the Colts are 7-1. They're scoring touchdowns. They're the best. And then it went to Sims. And Sims was like, you know, the Broncos have a good defense. You know, Bo Nix is going to do it in the clutch. Sean Payton, the Broncos. They lost twice. One of those losses is to I can't remember. It was literally to the Colts.
I'll help you. Colts and Chargers beat them. That's who beat them.
And then he ended. And then it went McCourty. I'm going to go with the team with the best quarterback. My guy's in New England.
Look
I'm
at
like,
that great TV panel.
Did we just assign teams to the...
That's exactly what we did. Yes. You do this team, you do that team, and you do that team.
That's the pre-production meeting.
That's how you roll it out.
All right.
You look for a show of hands first.
Yeah.
And then if everybody picks the same teams, then you assign.
Well, I'm asking that question because I think most football fans will just comfortably continue to sit, and let's hold this for tonight in... Tell the Chiefs are not in that game.
Exactly.
It's hard not to see them in the game. So that's if you believe that that's one of the two.
Yeah.
These three teams are making real names for themselves. Obviously, the Colts are the best record in football. They're a wagon. I'm watching this game and I go, why didn't I join Swaggins breaking the line with the Titans?
Yeah.
Right? And then you got the Broncos who, albeit took them three quarters to wake up, their last five quarters of football, it's like 70 to 80 points. It's unbelievable what they've done the last five quarters.
Yeah.
And they did it without Sertan most of that game, by the way.
Yeah, he got hurt on the opening drive or second drive. It was early when he went out.
And then you got the Patriots, year one Vrabel, Drake May looking every bit the franchise quarterback you could ask for, and they're playing good defense.
Yep.
So if you have already penciled in the Chiefs, and I know it's the NFL, so let's pencil here. You know, the Bills... came off the bye, and I know they'd face the Red Rifle, but they bludgeoned the Panthers to death quick.
Well, I got the running game going. So.
And I'm just going to say this, two games out, Lamar coming back.
I don't know where
Ravens
the fear is
in the
there.
Background there.
Yeah, I think
I'm
there's,
not saying you need to be scared.
Steelers had a big chance last night to give them some cushion, and they spit the bit.
I think there's an argument to be made. They're definitely alive in the AFC North picture because that's just the AFC North right now. But that's a different conversation, I think, than a legitimate. Like, I just don't know how I would feel. Even if they went on a run,
I'm
not scared
saying.
Of them in the playoffs. But maybe this is the year they prove us wrong. That would be pretty funny. The year they start 1-6 is the year they win the AFC.
Maybe that's the way they need to
they need to get woken up early. Yeah, I mean, some of the numbers, like, I'll give you an NFL factoid on a Monday, too. The points per drive through week 8, most in the NFL since 1978. The number one offense of all time is the 2007 Patriots, not a shocker, 3.57 points per drive. Number two,
Colts,
is the 2025 wow. Indianapolis Colts. They are ahead of the greatest show on turf Rams from 2000. They are ahead of the 2018 Chiefs. Jeez. Those in terms of points wow. per drive through week eight are the four best offenses through the first 8 weeks of the season in the history of the NFL. They are number two behind the undefeated 17-0 New England Patriots. That's the only offense that has paced better than them to this point in the year.
Did you see the report this week and it came out that they basically want to extend Daniel Jones?
Why would
you not?
He's probably
going to get the Baker contract.
Why would you not? Look at what happened in Minnesota. They found yeah. their redemption quarterback and they let him walk.
And he's how having are a
they,
good year for
how
Seattle.
Are they feeling right now?
They're terrible.
They'd love to have him back. They yeah. don't have any good quarterback play.
Lock him up while everybody's like kind of happy and he might just
well, he's also not going to command $50 million a year. I don't think he yeah. – I mean, he'll cost you some, but that contract will be more in the realm of a Geno and Sam
he's
Darnold.
He's going to get a Baker contract.
He'll get a Baker deal. And that
almost fully guaranteed $100 yes. million. There
and
you go.
I think there's almost an argument to be made in the future of the NFL. Is there a better pathway to winning that way than there
then
is
are,
giving
yes.
a guy like Tua $60 million, and you're like, well, now we're screwed because he sucks, and we're paying him $60 million a year. I don't know. Like I can see arguments for all three. I do think it's funny, and I'm a big Drake May guy, that we immediately crown him the best quarterback of those three. He's having an unbelievable
well,
year.
He didn't. McCourty.
Sure,
didn't
I know. Broadcast. But I'm saying that's the thing about the Colts that makes them interesting, is that Daniel Jones is playing at such a high level, and their offensive line is elite, and Jonathan Taylor's one of the best backs in the NFL. It's just everything's working for him right now. So I don't need to see any more information from any of those teams. I think they're all going. We knew Denver had a good defense. Mm-hmm. It was just them kind of getting out of their way offensively, which everybody can do against Dallas. So I'm not making a big deal out of that. But yeah. they found their way in the second half of games. New England is doing it week after week after week. There hasn't been a letdown. One of those, like the Bears are their perfect example of this. They go on the road to Baltimore. You're feeling good. We're maybe heading to the playoffs. And they lose to Tyler Huntley. And you're like, that's the reason that we didn't buy in. And we've all been kind of waiting for one of those games from Indy and from New England. It just hasn't existed. So I'm a believer in all three of them.
So you'd pick...
Indy would probably be the bet that I would make. But yeah. if you ask me if I could place a bet on one of the three making it, I'm taking that bet.
Final point. I think it's fascinating, and it's not that it's not warranted. The MVP of that team for people is Taylor. And Taylor has been mother bleeping awesome. But I don't know how many situations are that with the quarterback putting up those numbers where we're just giving it all to the running back. It's very odd.
Last year, Jalen Hurts got a lot of credit for Philly's offense, and Saquon Barkley was the driving force yeah. behind all of it.
It's really fun, though. Loaded second hour. Are you concerned about the Oregon Ducks for only winning 21-7? We'll talk about it and kick it off. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.